What's so great about?
Hello and welcome to What's So Great About, the podcast that is just gonna take a leisurely stroll around the garden. I'm an old chinwag to really see what makes a particular topic so great. My name's Terry.
My name is Andy.
Andy, how the bloody hell are you?
Very well, Terry, and you?
I too am well.
Good to hear it.
Now, you may have inferred from the,
Go on.
Relaxed tone that I took there at the introduction. We're on an off week this week.
Yes. An infamous off week in between seasons. Just to catch our breath.
Yeah.
Just to clear our palate, so to speak.
Smell the freshly cut grass around us, huh?
Now, I will say, off mic, I had arranged with Terry because I said, oh, I'll pick a movie. And then...
Made a great choice.
And it was a good choice. The Boy and the Heron, the latest Studio Ghibli joint. It is Ghibli, though, right?
Yeah. Oh, it's his last movie.
I knew it was him, but I was like, it is. I didn't see the word Ghibli being used.
I don't know if it's G Kids now, maybe.
What?
Yeah, because he was, you know, not part of the studio anymore. So it's like Ghibli Kids. Because his son was running it, and his son made a couple of movies that were not very well received. And then it was like, all right, I'm back.
Make way
for Miyazaki! I was not trying to put on a voice there. It's just going out. I think that's fine.
I think it's
out. It was the pronunciation of his surname.
It's his name.
Yeah.
Then it turned out that very hard to find a copy.
Not readily available at all.
There was one on Pirate Bay that was
cam
9 gigs. Ooh. HD cam. I was like, fuck that. Yeah. No chance.
Only a cam is all I could find. Because you said it to me yesterday, and I was like, oh, it's on there, the website I use.
Yeah, I looked there.
And then I was like, cam. I was like, cam.
Get the fuck cam out of here. Hey, I want to talk to you about something.
Yeah, but before we do,
okay.
Let's just let the guys know. We're going to do a bit of a recap on our Mission Impossible series. I think we should do this every series.
Yeah, you know, a recap.
Just do a little bit of an awards show. Even though we do awards every week, but you know.
Yeah, we love giving awards.
Absolutely, man.
It makes us feel good.
Yeah.
I'll be honest with you. I'm Tom Cruise obsessed.
Yes.
Now, I'm sending you shit all the time about, look at him here,
He's jumping out of an airplane saying, thanks for coming to the movies.
I'm obsessed with him. My Twitter algorithm obviously knows it. Because I don't know if it's just... he's in the zeitgeist, or is it just my
not
own
really
personal...
in the zeitgeist.
It must be me. It must be the algorithm, then. Because I'm seeing clips of him in from Magnolia, you know. It's like, I want you to do your fucking job.
Hey, yeah.
And like, that look on his face. I'm like, fuck, I did... like, so much I didn't notice the first time around.
Well, maybe it's because you watched it at 1.5 speed.
That'll do it.
On a laptop in your car at 7 o'clock. And you know what? I think back to that episode, and I was like, we had a guest here. It's like, they took time out of their busy schedule to watch the movie. And you were like, yeah.
It was Magnolia.
Hannah Mamelis came and like gave some great insights, and you're like, I didn't really watch it. Like,
I watched it, okay?
Yeah. No, you didn't.
I watched
it. No, you fucking didn't.
Terry... you have to understand.
What?
Now it's all free and breezy. I'm into the cruise. I'm into the upcoming season. But I was fucking... I was crawling.
That was episode 3, Andy, of the Paul Thomas Anderson series. After Boogie Nights.
I'm pretty sure I watched most of that one.
You said you fast forward, and I brought up a bunch of stuff. Like, don't really know what you're talking about there. Skip that. Like, I watched the Tom Cruise stuff.
Look, first of all, it's not about whether I've seen the movie.
It is. That's the point of the show.
It's about the guest. You had enough to cover both of us. And then some. All right?
But like, she must have walked away being like, what a bunch of bums.
Oh, we were very nice.
Yeah, I know.
You know, that was a good one, actually.
Yeah, it was a good one. In spite of your bumbling.
Well, you know what?
Watch it again. There's your homework.
It's 3 hours long, Terry. You know what I mean? I only had the night before to watch
you,
it. Set in stone. I only had the night before.
Let's not relitigate this, because you text me on the Thursday being like, I can't wait to start this tonight, man.
Your memory is so... Yeah. Like, actually, you know what? Your memory's normal. It's probably...
For stuff like this, it's weirdly hyper-specific.
My God. Terry, I am almost medically... It's almost a medical condition how bad my memory has gotten now.
Why?
I could not tell you anything that happened in the last, you know...
week?
Yeah. Or it would all... I certainly wouldn't be like, oh, that was on Wednesday. You know, it'd be like... the jumble of time, you know, I wouldn't be able to tell you. Like,
just,
like
you go home, bunch of clocks behind you, like, yeah,
like the start of Pink Floyd's time.
Hey, I got the record player out of storage.
Oh.
And we were looking through the records, and Bonnie was like, pointed to Dark Side of the Moon, and it's like, play that one. And then I put it on, she was like, I don't like this. Like, too late. Crank it up. Kick it away. The moment.
She starts crying. You just sing louder.
No, no. Yeah. Come on, Bon.
I'm trying to think, is there anything that Joni likes? Or is there anything that Bonnie likes that like you're into where you're like, yes. You know?
We were doing... we stick on the records, and I was like, okay, I'm gonna. She's like, put on a record, Dad. Because I had like Billy Joel one. I was like, it's him just being like,
Oh, yeah. Wednesdays, huh?
and then she's like, okay, put that one away and pick out another one. And then I was like, going through, and like Pet Sounds was there. And I told her before that it's the Beach Boys. And she's like, the Beach Boys. I was like, you got it. And then she's like, I really like these ones. I'm like, tough.
Well, they're staying on.
Yeah, Muppets. She
well,
likes.
I'm going anyway.
Yeah, well, I'm going anyway. Is she here?
Yeah.
She picked the Beach Boys. Well, I'm going anyway.
Like Joni has, she doesn't necessarily like them, but I put them on. I try and put on the Beatles. Like sometimes we'll just watch music videos and stuff, and we like some of the same stuff. That's a bit more modern. But she likes some old stuff too, actually. But I just like to just put on the Beatles. Because like when I was a kid, I wasn't necessarily big into the Beatles. And my parents weren't big into the Beatles. But I remember hearing
the
songs, the
Beatles,
you know.
Yeah.
And I just want them to be available to her. You know
what
I mean?
You want them to be in the ether.
Yeah. I've played a bit of Joni Mitchell because I figure, you know. Mm-hmm.
Her name?
Yeah. But she was like, I don't really like it. And I was like, so I took it off straight away because I don't want it to be a bad thing. I was like, you know, you'll find it in your own time.
I stealthily introduced a diet of the Muppets into Bonnie's life, and now she'd be like,
keep feeding it at the start.
I kind of was like showing her YouTube videos and she didn't really like it, and then it was like, I think it was when we moved to Wicklow,
yeah,
around that time I had been like playing the music, and she wanted to watch the movies, so we literally watched all the movies.
And
she kind of just really likes the Jason Segel one.
Oh yeah,
it's a great movie. And Muppets Most Wanted with Ricky Gervais.
Oh yeah, yeah.
As well. But like, she'd be like, "Dad, put on kid music." I'm like, "What kid music?
What's the compromise?"
Yeah, I'm
here.
Like, I'm like, "Okay, what do you want?" I like take a deep breath. I like brace myself for the worst. And she's like, "Muppets." I'm like, "Fucking yes,
no problem."
Yeah. Everything is great. Everything is grand. I got
Johnny's
the
kinda
whole
like that.
Wide world in the palm of my hand.
She's kind of like that with just these random 90s songs, like in the car.
Rhythm is a Dancer?
Straight away, she's like, can you put on Love Fool?
You know, hell the yeah. Do I know? Every time I'm doing a link for that, for 8 Radio, I'm like, let me paint you a little picture. The year is 1996.
Yes.
Leonardo DiCaprio and Claire Danes are starring in a little movie from Baz Luhrmann called Romeo and Juliet. And this earworm has just been released by the Cardigans. Here's Love, Phil.
Good night.
And then it's like just the year, like, beep, beep.
It's
like,
very
catchy.
So there's stuff like that. And then, I don't know if I was saying it last week, but like, she's starting to watch adult movies with me now.
You said it to me, like Step Brothers.
Step Brothers, Ace Ventura we watched.
Hey, all right.
She loved it. Wanted to watch it again immediately. I was like, fucking yes. Yeah.
She put on When Nature Calls?
No, I haven't shown her that yet. Mm. But like again, Netflix is just being shite. I was like, okay, what about Anchorman? Nope. What about, you know, I'm just looking at comedies that are like, okay.
Anchorman's not suitable.
Do you think?
No.
Why not? What's in Anchorman that's bad?
Lots of...
Yeah, I think it's okay.
Is it?
Yeah.
I'd say 12, like, for Anchorman.
Maybe you're right.
Maybe 10.
Maybe I'm
Step Brothers. Step Brothers is a bit more childish. Like, Anchorman is about him wanting to have sex with Veronica Corningstone.
True, but there's sex in Step Brothers too. I skip it.
Yeah, but it's not it's not the main thrust of the plot. Pardon my pun.
Delightfully devilish, Seymour.
It was completely by accident.
Hey, I want to talk to you about something.
Yeah, sorry, I cut you off.
That's okay. So last week we were chatting a bit about The Rock and Cody Rhodes and all this. Now, it takes a big man to admit when he's wrong. So I will lay out the stage for you to
apologize.
Be the big man.
To apologize.
Yeah, for you to admit
no,
that
never,
you're wrong.
Ever apologize. What are you talking about?
He's back.
He's back.
The Rock is back.
Is he? He's fuck. Is he fuck?
He's back, Terry.
He's back being fucking terrible.
Look, you can't argue that...
You don't talk about my family like that. Eh? You keep your name out of my mouth. You don't talk about my family. And then like a slap, a little slap.
It was a little slap, yeah.
Yeah, a little slap. And they were like, oh my God.
That, I mean, that was obviously, you know, whatever. But
tell the people what happened.
So basically The Rock came out. Cody.
Okay, I'll do it. Thank you. It was the WrestleMania press conference where they're announcing the main event.
Yeah.
And they're in Las Vegas, a big deal. And earlier on in the day, The Rock was on the Pat McAfee radio show, podcast, I don't know which it is.
I like that even, because he was at least giving out about some section of fans.
It was fucking shy, Andy, though. Like,
I liked it.
The Cody crybaby. And I'm like, oh my God.
Yeah, but
that's terrible, patter. It's terrible.
Now, you picked me up before on saying the word patter, and I haven't used it since. Is it okay now? Are we allowed to say patter?
If you use it in the right context.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like, okay. We'll talk more off mic about this.
Patter is like, this is patter.
I figure we say... Okay, so there's a difference between patter and banter.
Yeah, I mean, banter...
Banter's a bit more ribbing.
Yeah. Patter is like shtick.
Okay.
You know what I mean? It's terrible shtick.
Okay.
The Rock is doing.
I'm sorry,
how
you were in
that?
The middle of it. Okay, yeah.
It's really fucking bad. And like, you were like, I like it. Like, Tony was like, I saw
that when you were like, he's back. And I was thinking, Terry's going to see that. I'm like, those fucking Cantwells.
I fucking message him. I'm like, it's so bad. But look,
he's fucking great.
What I will give him credit for is the bare minimum of like, oh, people don't like this, so I'm not going to like dig my heels in and be like, we're doing this.
Yeah.
However,
slap his fucking teeth out of his mouth, he said.
Wow.
On TV.
Not on TV.
No.
Not on, it was like for social content or whatever.
Still.
No.
You don't hear it. You don't hear it in that universe.
You didn't hear it on the online clips. The only clip you heard of was somebody with a fucking cam at the live show. When they released it onto the channels, it's bleeped out.
I was wondering why people were like, I'd love to know what he said. And I was like, the first clip I saw was the...
It was somebody at the live event,
I guess,
videoing the big screen. Yeah,
look, something there. There's something there between.
Did you watch the whole thing?
No.
He was so bad, and he was rattled to fuck. He's like, "Well, do you love it?" And they're like, "What? Or you hate it? What?"
I thought he worked that quite well.
You could see it because he was like he's like just repeating himself, and then he's like, "You gotta appreciate this." Like, it was fucking shy. Like,
I want
it to be good. So like, I want.
I don't think you
do. I do. But he's not. He's not good. And he'd be
cooked.
Yeah, I mean, he would have been very cooked with like Roman on the mic. Cody is a different type of like.
I tell you, the only thing I don't like about it is the fact that now Roman is like little brother.
That kind of works. See, the thing is, they had... I mean, this is me here with my wrestling nerd.
Please.
what's actually quite interesting is... that was the biggest match they had. It was Reigns versus Rock. Big, like, unbelievable. Like, it's a main event.
Yeah.
Anytime, and it's like... And now they've made people not want to see it by doing this shit. They've diluted it so much that, like, you're like...
To cut across this. So like 2 weeks ago it would have been Cody and Reigns like really hot, and now it's the Sting has been taken out of that.
Kind like
main
Cody
event.
Cody saved that whole fucking press conference thing.
Right.
It only heated up when he got on stage.
Right.
But like, I was just like, you've like instantly if you had just waited, SummerSlam, WrestleMania next year. And they may well do at WrestleMania next year.
Yeah.
Because he's like, oh.
But he's facing him now, isn't he? Cody and.
Yeah, but I mean like Rock and Reigns.
Oh, okay.
Like, probably will do WrestleMania. And like you say, he's like, oh, he's like little brother. And like, that might play in to it next year or whatever. But like, you can't tell me like this is the plan the whole time.
No.
Like, they're pivoting.
Definitely wasn't the plan.
They're pivoting all over the place. Yeah. Like, and then they're going to be like, see, you just had to trust the process.
I like the thing of, I think I've seen it on Twitter or something like that, where it's like Triple H, and it's just like, here's the thing. And it's like when Triple H saying, here's the thing for the 1,000th time before saying what is absolutely not the thing, you know, or something like that. Because he could tell, he was like, let there be no confusion. Cody is in the main event. Yeah. And I was like, they wouldn't have done that if that was planned.
Like,
you know?
If the results hadn't been so drastically terrible.
So what's he going to do now?
He's going to fucking show up. I don't know. They're talking about being a tag match on the first night and then the main event.
But like, this two-night shit? Like,
yeah, it's 2 nights,
is
man.
Is it stupid?
I mean, do you like that? Business point. Yeah, I don't like it. But business point of view, it's great because it's like crazy numbers. You know what I mean?
Right.
It's like 50,000 a night.
Right.
And the fucking tickets are monstrous and pay-per-view. Well, it's not pay-per-view.
Yeah, are they back to pay-per-view now that the network has gone kaput?
I don't know, to be honest. Like, I think it's going to Netflix, so it's another subscription thing. The network is not gone yet.
Oh, right,
like,
when they go to Netflix.
Yeah, I think that's when it goes. Whereas, like, AEW is like, no, we do pay-per-views. We did a million buys or whatever for our... A million buy rate. Dollars.
They got a million buys for a show?
They got, like, 100,000 buys for a pay-per-view, their last pay-per-view at whatever.
Oh, okay.
A pop, 20 a pop, I don't know.
Okay.
Somebody else do the math for me.
It's big business.
Yeah, man. Big business.
Well, you got to admit at least that there's something...
Well, they've got people talking, you know what I mean? Like, but like they got mainstream people talking, you know?
Job done already. He's already done his job. In 2 weeks. That's how good he is.
That's how desperate he is, though. Like undoubtedly, he's a star. Don't get me wrong. But like...
I'm actually incredibly excited to see him in this A24 joint.
You know, he's doing UFC... it's like a biopic of a UFC fighter.
Oh, really?
Mark Kerr? Is that somebody?
Mark Kerr? Yeah.
Yeah. Name rings a bell.
I think so. Yeah.
So I think he's playing him.
Is that the A24 thing?
Yeah.
Huh. How about that?
He's a bald asshole. Is what he is. He looks terrible.
Do you think?
He looks so fucking old. He was gassed after a press conference. Like,
yeah, but he is old.
You better get him fixed this, Hunter. Knock his fucking teeth out of his mouth.
The only thing I saw him stumble a little bit on was, he's like, he's going to talk shit about my family. He's like, tell him not to talk shit about my family.
Yeah. You better fix this.
Just a second.
My heart is 5 times the size of a normal human.
It's a cow's heart.
You're trying to make a monkey out of you.
Oh, what are we like?
It's just...
Okay, well, you know, I was dying to talk about it, to be honest.
I thought it was shy. Like, I thought he was shy. And like... I don't know. It's meme. There's like this whole thing is like meme central already. He's like,
yeah,
you gotta respect. It's like the accusations against Vince McMahon, like a bunch of
Vince.
Stuff. Like, and it's like,
I tell you what, I can't get the image out of my head.
I haven't thought about it once.
Of Vince McMahon.
No, don't say
present
it.
Day, like little mustache and weird eyebrows, yeah. With his big muscular, not even muscular, with his muscular ass. Defecating on a woman's head in the middle of a threesome.
And the fact that
you know what
that ass looks like,
yeah,
as well. From
that's the problem. I know what his ass looks like. And I shouldn't.
Yeah. Why do we know these things?
Like, all these storylines that, you know.
Bark like a dog.
Yeah, or like Stephanie wanted it to be like. Wasn't it like. Wanted it to be of like him and Stephanie.
He wanted it to be like Stephanie's pregnant.
Yeah.
And it's his baby.
And it's his baby.
And she was like, that's too far, Dad.
But it's like alarm bells should have been ringing at that moment.
Bells will be ringing.
And I know you got one thing on your mind, Dad. anyway.
Yeah.
Can we talk about a bit of... can I talk about a bit of Cruise with you? Unless you have something else to say.
Well, hold on a second.
I don't mean to say it so aggressively.
Yeah. Hey, man, why don't you relax a bit?
Sit the next few plays out.
Yeah. Do you want to talk about football a little bit?
Yeah, I'll talk about football.
Yeah. Man United, I mean, not Liverpool. Do you see that win against Villa?
I didn't.
Was
it Scotty Mac with the winner?
McSauce with the winner. And Rasmus.
That pimply fuck. Come on, man.
It's all coming together.
I like him. I like Razzie.
Yeah, of course you do.
Where are you now? Sixth?
Sixth?
Dead last?
6 points off. 6 points
you had a good
fourth,
day, though.
Five off fifth. Playing Luton this weekend.
That's a one-all draw. Are you away to Luton?
Yeah.
Good luck.
Yeah, I mean, come on. No, we're not you guys, like.
That's killing me. Yeah. That one-all draw is killing me.
You should have lost the match.
I know.
Yeah.
Thanks to Lucho.
I tell you what, you know who I would hate to have on my team?
Go on.
And a player that would drive me absolutely bananas.
Who?
If he was on my team.
Go on.
Fucking Nunes.
Oh, Terry.
Andy, I would be pulling my hair out if
Let
he
me
was
tell
on
you
my
something.
Team.
I can't get enough. I don't even care when he misses. That's how much he's made me love him now. Like, you know, like, okay, could he score more goals? Yes.
Of course he could.
But his play is actually very good. Pretty much every game he gets in these positions. He has about five chances a game. He's a wild man, Terry. He's just a good time.
Fucking
I'm waiting. I'm always just like,
do my head in a wood.
I mean, I get it. The conversion rate and all this and the sitters that he's missed. I get it. But I can't tell you how much I love him.
Like, I'm looking at Hoyland and I'm like, this guy has been starved for service the whole season, and now he's getting chances and he's putting them away. And I'm like, yeah, good for him. And I'm like, if he had the fucking chances that Nunes had.
Nunes.
Don't tell him. He doesn't make them himself.
He makes them himself.
No, he doesn't.
He does. Okay. He's in the right position. He's hustling people. He's fucking. He is. If you ask any Premier
Dumb
League defender.
Footballer. That's how would you? Put him.
No.
I'm like a dog chasing a car. I don't have a plan. Now Diaz and Salah, they have plans. They're schemers.
I guarantee you.
Name that movie.
I don't know.
Oh, come on.
I don't know.
You know, I'll give you a pitch perfect impression there.
It seemed like a good impression, but I couldn't tell you.
Couldn't tell you. It was an Oscar winning performance.
Go on. Just tell me what was it.
No, Oscar winning performance. He died before he won his Oscar.
Jeez, I have no clue what you're talking about.
Listen to the voice I did.
Go, do it again.
Right back in your head.
Fuck off. This is so much work. Just tell me. Who are you doing?
Heath Ledger in The Dark Knight.
I've seen the movie once.
Once?
Once. Well, 15 years ago.
I can't wait till we do our Batman miniseries.
Oh,
watching every Batman movie.
Torture.
Including the Snyder ones.
Which ones were they?
Ben Affleck.
I wouldn't mind seeing Ben Affleck.
The fucking worst ones, Andy, and I'm willing to put myself through this.
But, like, I guarantee if you were a defender, you would rather be marking Hoyland than having Nunes.
Depends. It really depends.
I mean, you probably think, got away with that one a few times when Nunes.
Yeah, but, like, if Hoyland is playing in that Liverpool team, you know, like.
I
wouldn't swap him.
Well, we're both happy.
What are we talking about then? Hey, who am I talking to?
But who? So who? Oh yeah, so you have Luton. Okay. Do you think realistically that you're going to get top four?
Yeah, I do now. I think European football and just the FA Cup and players getting back fit. I think, you know, having Casemiro with Mainoo there is working very well. The only thing that was a killer was fucking Martinez.
Yeah,
going off and like that. That injury really fucking pissed me off.
Why?
Your man from fucking West Ham, like Kufal, like can't get the ball. You know, your man's just shield and it's like can't get the ball, and then he just like falls on him and like
does his
ligament. You're like, what the fuck are you doing? Like,
yeah, like what are you actually?
Yeah,
doing?
Just let it go. Like,
is Onana testing your patience at all? Or
I love him, man. He's fucking brilliant at the weekend.
See, this is like the Nunes thing with me. You can't see. You're blinded.
I know that he has suspect. Dropped. Yeah, not in the Premier League, though.
No.
Not in the Premier League.
Single-handedly sent you out of the Champions League.
Sure. There's that. There's that. Sure, yes.
All right, I'll give you that.
I'll give you that. I don't know about single handedly. He had a big part to play in it, sure.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
I was chatting about it myself on to myself on my show. What do you think of the blue card?
Fuck off.
It's ridiculous, isn't it?
Sin bin, like.
Like, it's the most.
And
like,
two blues equals a yellow. Yeah. And then if you get a yellow,
it's a red.
You're like,
blue and yellow is the green card. Yeah. If you really
the
mix
wicked
them.
Wango card. But you gotta go up to the mud hood and pull on the monkey's tail.
The thing that I find is that, like, it's so open to, like, especially the fact that the blue card is specifically for cynical fouls and dissent. So it's like, it just gives more power to, like, the ref's feelings of, like, you know, like, some refs would be better.
I still can't get over that Diallo sending off.
I don't know, I can't remember.
Against Liverpool.
Oh, yeah.
Like, the biggest fucking bullshit sending off in the history of the world. And
Oh, there's been a few this year.
Well, fucking, the next week Van Dijk says to the ref, have you been fucking drinking?
Yeah.
I was like, oh, sorry?
I tell you who's the fucking worst for a fucking Odegaard. Every time I see him again in a Liverpool match, he's like, he's doing the thing. It's like, you can say, it's almost like you can say fuck off and not swing your arm. But if you swing your arm, then it's like,
but that's what it was. That's what Van Dijk was, because it was our throw. And he was like, rah.
Oh, I forgot the two quick ones.
Yeah.
I forgot all about that one.
It's like, sorry?
But that's what I mean. The blue card just gives the ref more to be like, you know, like, it's not like, you know, like, some refs are more emotionally intelligent and would just be like, come on, no, that's the decision. Whereas other refs would be like, oh, how dare you?
A wanker?
me, a baldy prick?
Now, I do think if it's like, because it was like Lewis Dunk got done for it in Brighton. It was like, gave away a penalty, got a yellow card, and then he called him like a bald wanker. I'd send him off for that. I'd give him a second yellow for that. Like, in fairness. But like, two yellows for like dissent in succession. Like, it's like, and like the Sky Sports are like, well, that's the first one, and then there's the second infringement. It's like, it's the same. It's like, yeah. It's like when his arm crosses that white line
in the
pitch.
There? Yeah. That's technically another throw of the arm.
So that is two yellow cards. Fucking Dermot Gallagher on Sky Sports News.
Oh,
like,
ridiculous.
Fucking throttle them.
Why are they all bald as well?
Yeah, they're assholes. You know what? I can't. This is just ranting for
please.
It. I don't understand the metrics of like referee rating. So like Anthony Taylor, who I think is fucking terrible.
Agreed.
I used to think he was good, and he's had 2 years of being terrible.
Yep.
And it was like, he was like stood down to the championship, gave like a disastrous penalty away.
Yeah.
And it was like, they're like, oh my God, this is one of the worst decisions. Like no touch, your man kind of trips his own heels. Gave that as a penalty, and like Sheffield Wednesday or whoever were going mental. And it's like, for Liverpool, Chelsea at the
weekend.
Congratulations. It's like, make it make sense. Like, why is he back up and you're giving
upwards.
Him Super Sunday? Like,
I know. It's the biggest game of all.
Yeah, it's like, this fucking prick.
The ones, I mean, I tell you that my new least favourite ref is Simon Hooper. That fucking...
Is he bald?
Oh, yeah. Very bald. he's the one, like, I see his face going around, like, you know, like that sort of thing. But he's the one who had the Diaz... offside thing, although that was more of a VAR error.
That's not him, like.
And then it was him with the when City were clear that he played on, and then City are true on goal, and then he calls it back for the free.
Maybe happy.
Oh man, I mean, great for us, but anyway. It's,
my least favorite is Craig Pawson.
Is he the one with hair?
He has hair. He's like stringy brown hair. Like,
yeah. Just a short guy.
I think he's awful. And then every time I see him, I'm like, he's like, yes, my lead. You know, like,
where's your man, the fucking freak? Yeah. Do you see that once? Yeah. Like, fucking, what's he
went to Saudi, I think. Like, he retired and, like,
Jesus.
Went to Saudi. I don't know.
There does seem to be a lot of, like, covering each other's backs.
Of course.
Which is, like, to an extent,
jobs for the boys,
that's admirable. Like, yeah. To a very, very small extent. It's like good that they have each other's backs, but also like be more accountable.
You know, I don't like AI. Yes. But I think I'd be an advocate for AI in the offside VAR thing.
Yeah.
Because they always get the right result within seconds. And it's not like somebody like, let me just.
Can I get another angle on that?
Yeah, sure. Like that green light, no, yellow, red. Fucking.
Anyway. I have to say though, the mic'd up show, when a new mic'd up show comes on, I'm like, right, what's my next lip sync? This one, give me a good one. Anyway,
speaking of good ones, our man Tom Cruise is a good one, huh? Want to get into a little bit of
It's an impossible
chat. Recap.
Yes.
Overall, you're very positive.
I was a big fan of the franchise.
Still am,
huh? In a way.
You know, it's on All 4 now. Mission Impossible 3.
Is it?
It's on All 4.
I've got to watch that one. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I do actually. But I keep hearing of like bad things about 3.
Yeah.
But like, it's good, it's though, like, right?
It's like, well, it's number 6 of 7 for
but
me.
It's got the best bad guy, one
yeah,
of them.
Yeah, best, yeah.
And the scenes that I saw looked very
good. It's good, but it's like...
Is it just a bit more boring than the rest?
Not really. It's still really good.
What's everyone's problem with it, Terry?
It's considered minor.
Hmm.
Because it's weird. It's a weird one where it's like... It's the outlier... Like, consider like TV, almost, they say.
Right.
It's like the outlier is like... All of a sudden, the IMF has like a giant glass office. And
right,
like
right.
Tom Cruise... has a wife and a house, you know.
Right.
Aaron Paul is his, like, soon-to-be brother-in-law. It's just, like, the,
it
it's
is
just not
bit.
Like the rest of them, like, you know what I mean?
Now, am I using this term correctly? It's not canon?
It is all canon.
It's what?
It is all canon.
I don't know what that term means.
Like, as in, like...
It's been explained to me. I don't get it.
So, canon is, like, something from the comics... And then they're like, if they incorporate that into a movie, they're like, well, it's canon now that they've, you know, incorporated
right.
it. So something from the MCU.
Does it have to be from one thing to another?
Not really. You could say like, oh, you know, it's been documented in the series. Like something like... Batman.
Like,
Batman's
yeah.
a good example.
Yeah.
Where it's like, you have all these Batman movies and it's like, Christian Bale is now Batman. And forget everything that came before.
Yeah.
That's not canon in this series. What's canon in this series is, you know...
Is canon like that time Michael Richards showed up in Mad About You as Kramer?
Well, that's canon, yeah. In the Mad About You universe,
okay,
you know.
Great.
That doesn't, that's not... No.
Nailed it!
Yeah. It's like James Bond, right? Every time they rebooted James Bond, it's as if everything that came before it is just...
So that's not canon.
Into this particular.
Okay, so it's relative to
yeah,
what you're currently
exactly,
talking. Okay,
yeah.
okay.
So like
okay.
The, everything that happens in these 7 movies will be considered canon.
Yeah. Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
I got you. I got yeah. you now.
Ethan Hunt was.
I'm gonna use it wrong.
Ethan Hunt got married in number 7. He's divorcee. You know what I mean?
Yeah. He got married in 7.
No, he got married in 3. But by number 7, he's a divorcee.
Yeah. Okay. So it's canon.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
The marriage stands, Andy.
Okay.
Number 6, his ex-wife was in it.
Okay, I got it.
Yeah.
yeah. I got
you
it.
Got
okay.
it?
Yeah, I got it. I think. Should we go through some of our awards?
Yeah.
For
what do you want to start with?
Start with a best set piece.
Hell yeah.
Now, best set piece is like basically the best big moment of the film.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
Like, it doesn't have to be best stunt. Shall we say, but you know,
I think we should have a separate category for best stunt.
Okay, okay.
My best set piece, to be honest, is the now, forgive me if I'm using the wrong terminology, the Langley heist.
Hey, all right,
from
yeah.
one,
yeah,
the iconic floating down, all that sort of stuff, the beads of
that's
sweat.
That's why I said set piece to include that.
Nice,
yeah, for that very reason.
I thought like I'd love to watch one again. Out of all of the movies,
one is the one I've seen the most.
Is it?
Yeah.
I think I'd like to watch one again, and I'd probably like to watch Fallout again as well, and also 3
hey, do
for
it,
the
man.
First time.
It's a good time.
I think I will.
I know it's not. It's not on all 4. It's on Prime.
Ah.
It's on
okay.
Prime.
Okay.
What else is on Prime here?
What would you say? Well, not now.
Burj Khalifa is my best set piece. I think it's weird because it is a stunt, but it's like...
It's just stunning looking. Like.
It's just crazy. Like when he's climbing and they like zoom out and you're like, oh, there is, there's that person moving up the side of this massive, massive building.
Yeah.
You know, like it's just
it's
very...
Man.
Yeah, he is a wild man. He is a wild man.
Just ask his wives. I was reading about him today on Wikipedia.
Right.
Reading about his... I didn't want to read about the Scientology stuff.
They all seem to be back here.
What? Are they?
Up to four, anyway.
No, fuck off.
They've got 1, 2, 3, and Ghost Protocol.
On Prime?
Yeah.
Folks, do yourselves a favor. Watch them.
Mission Impossible. Just the first four.
Okay. Best.
There you go.
So what about best stunt then?
Then we're talking best other stunt for me is probably the Halo jump.
The bike?
No, the Fallout.
Oh, yeah.
The high altitude, low opening. I just think it's amazing. Like,
yeah.
It's so fucking... visceral,
yeah,
you know,
and especially
I wish they hadn't done the special effects. I know they had to make it look like Paris,
you know,
yeah, but like you see him, like, you know, the camera going backwards, him jumping out towards the camera, it's just unreal. Like,
and then I seen something, and one of the many things that I sent to you this week, TC related, was like when he's...
Hey, thanks for coming back to the movies.
Yeah.
And
then he
jumps off a helicopter.
He's jumping out of the airplane backwards, and he's talking so casually to the cameraman while falling down. And I was like, this fucking guy. I would probably say the same, actually. I think it was so good. Like, at the time, I was like, that's not real.
Yeah,
that's not real.
Yeah.
A close second would have been the hanging on to the airplane.
It's pretty good.
In Ghost Protocol, was it?
No.
Rogue Nation?
Yes.
See, this is what I mean. I find it very hard to distinguish. But just stunning. Like, it's...
The airplane thing is crazy. Like, like, how is he going to top himself after the Burj Khalifa? Because he's held together by wires that they remove digitally. And that's still incredibly dangerous because the wire could break. But like, this thing, you're like... The fact that they had to put special contact lenses so that bits of debris doesn't go through his skull is mental. Like, Tom,
just,
like,
just hanging limp off a plane.
Oh my God, there's blood coming out the back of his head.
Just kidding. How is he alive? Like, death becomes her. All right.
I'd pay to see that. I'd pay to see death becomes him. And it's like Tom Cruise and...
Death will never become him.
Brad Pitt as the
that'd be good, wouldn't it?
Who is the woman, though? Who is the woman? Somebody...
Their age, like?
Contemporary or maybe a little bit younger?
Oh, I don't know.
Emma Stone too young?
Emma Stone's fine.
She's funny. Yeah, she could do. Get some Zemeckis on the horn. We'll get this going. Yeah.
Well, that's settled.
Bob, have I got a project for you.
What about best fight scene, Terry?
Best fight scene is Fallout for me. It's the bathroom.
Same.
Yeah, gotta be. Like, gotta be. Although, I mean...
It was so pleasing. It was so satisfying.
Silent.
The way they crashed through the things as well looked very... That didn't look CGI.
No.
You know what I mean?
Even though that's one of the most CGI parts of the movie.
Like,
fact that, like, Cavill, like, smashes your man in the head with the machine that they need to make the mask as well, as like, oh, right, yeah, you use a scalpel, I use a sledgehammer.
Yeah,
you
know,
that's what your one said, the bald one. Like,
that's pretty, that was
very,
pretty
like,
just,
and it's like, know. It's broke, it's like, you know?
Yeah, fuck yeah.
Close second would be actually... Tom Cruise and Philip Seymour Hoffman. I know you haven't seen this one, but when he has the charge in his head and like Hoffman is like not a fighter by any means, but because he can't concentrate, he's like, oh, he's like beating the shit out of him, throwing him through stuff, and like Cruise like holding his head and he's like, starts throwing his elbows at him.
Oh yeah,
and like fucking
fuck yeah,
yeah. Or the Rogue Nation one where he's tied to the pole.
Him and
Ilsa, like,
did he do that?
Hey man,
like, how does he do anything?
Like, he just does it.
Well, that leads us on a little bit to best look.
Mm.
Now, were you talking about TC specifically, or what movie looked the best?
I was talking about any character.
Oh,
So, you know.
I might have misinterpreted that. I build it as, you know, someone who works today said I'm the gayest straight man they've ever met because I'm constantly talking about, like, he's very handsome, isn't he? You know, and all this sort of stuff. It's like, it's true. But I obviously then went TC specific, and I'm going to say Ghost Protocol for what it's worth.
Ghost Protocol is me as well.
Because he's got the hair, but he's not too old.
Yeah.
And his body is, he looks, he's good bodied in, up. He looks good all the time, let's face it.
But two, I think, is a very close.
He does look good.
He's got the Magnolia hair going on. Yeah. You know, like, he's in his sexy cruise phase.
Long-haired TC is
he hasn't best. Become the asexual psychopath that we know and love today. Yeah. he was like fucking back then. Like,
yeah, he was fucking.
He'd done like Eyes Wide Shut. He'd done Magnolia. He's doing this. Mm. You know, he's dirty. Dirty Tom. You know, you like that dirty Tom. It must be.
So
Tom.
What did you have for best look?
Ghost Protocol.
Okay.
Yeah. Great. With Mission Impossible 2 as a close second. Although, he looks great in one as well because he got the like, the short. Tight. Yeah, you know.
Haircut,
like,
you can set your watch by. To.
I will tell you, Andy. I was flicking around on the old movie channels the other night, mm-hmm. and A Few Good Men was on, and I literally turned on
that bit
before they're like, I don't think you should question him or whatever, and it's like Jack Nicholson walks in. But the whole scene, I was like, whoo,
it's a good scene, was
fucking,
it? Oh, I'd love to see
it's
that.
It's so
again.
Fucking good, and it's like, it's 2 hours 20 or something like that, but
yeah.
I caught the last 25 minutes of like
the money part.
Yeah, like Jack Nicholson just being like, yeah, like a pit bull. Snarling, yeah. How did they win the Oscar for it as well? Yeah, like, no. Yeah.
It's all politics. Yeah,
bollocks.
All right.
Best death?
Best death. The secretary guy?
I'm invoking Ghost Protocol. Unless you're to attack me. I'm
Yeah, I'd say that. Because that was one where I was like, oh.
Yeah, like, didn't expect it.
No, I wasn't ready for that.
I was going to say that as well. But then I really like your man, the villain in 4, just jumping off this like moving car park or whatever. That he just like grabs the briefcase like. Oh,
yeah. Or possibly Emilio Estevez in 1.
Actually, that is the best death. Yeah.
That was very...
Hasta lasagna, don't get any on you.
Okay, next.
Let's throw in one of your ones. Best chase scene.
Best chase scene, it was a close one. I would say the motorcycle chase through Paris in Fallout. No. Yes.
That's the best one for me. That's the best
that's
one.
That's the one.
Close second is Casablanca in Rogue Nation. But...
Oh, yeah.
Like, Fallout is just... I remember when I went to see it in the cinema and I was like, this is the most dangerous thing he's doing in the movie.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
I'm like, look how close he is to the ground.
I know.
And that speed, like, what are you doing? Like,
you'll kill yourself, Tom.
It's like, somebody, I don't know, perish the thought, whoever has his insurance.
I know. And I see a lot of behind the scenes stuff when he's doing those stunts and you just see Macquarie or McHugh just been like, hand on head, and people are hugging him when it works because he's so stressed.
Is like, and he's like, oh, it's you. It's like,
and I thought that even like that clip I sent you today of like in Fallout where he's hiding the key, and we were joking,
Dead
it's like,
Reckoning
or Dead Reckoning, sorry, and it was like he does magic as well, but like that was really him,
that was him,
and they kept doing it and Macquarie kept going like, no, I saw the key.
I
saw the key.
Oh, wait, no.
I could listen to Tom Cruise talk, and that thing you sent me about like
Spielberg
like you saved theatrical promotion,
that was after Maverick, because it was like, will the movies ever be back?
And I'm then dying to see
Maverick is like 1.7 billion like post COVID.
Do you think that's the biggest accomplishment of his career?
I think so. I think because I did not have high hopes for that movie at all, and I was like talking to a girl at work, she's like, oh, I can't wait to go see Top Gun, and I'm like, yeah, I don't know. Like, I was like, I love Mission Impossible movies. I like Fallout's one of my fave. Like, but I was like, this just seems sad. You know, it's like, it's 35 years after the fact. And it's like, come on, man. You can't just like trot out Maverick. And then I watched it. I was like, fuck. Like, literally,
your chair just blasts off into orbit in the,
like,
cinema.
The first 20 minutes is hit like him in a rocket ship. And I'm like, fucking yes. And then, yeah. The fact that it made so much, like, because people were like, it's brilliant. And I was like, yeah, right. And then you see him, he's in the fucking jets.
Yeah.
He's like,
yeah,
getting slammed. They're all getting slammed around. And you see, like, the younger people being like, oh, like,
yeah.
Apparently in between takes they're all like getting sick because the velocity was too much. Like,
okay, well, look, we have to
okay,
wrap it up.
No,
so
we got a couple. We got a,
we got
couple.
A couple?
Yeah, we got a couple.
Okay.
Yeah. Best performance?
Well, I mean, Tom Cruise, but if I'm not counting Cruise...
Yeah, you count Cruise. You can tell me which Tom Cruise performance you think is the best.
I think, again, they kind of blend a little bit. I would either say one.
Mm.
Or
you haven't seen me upset.
Or Rogue Nation.
Rogue Nation's good. Rogue, yeah, Nation is kind of playing with that, like,
yeah,
huh?
Yeah. Know, like, yeah. I liked this vibe, yeah, in Rogue Nation. I have to say Benji as well was very good in
Rogue
pretty
Nation.
Much all of them, but he got better with each one.
Yeah. Mine is Philip Seymour Hoffman.
Yeah.
In three. He's just so different.
Yeah.
And he's my best villain as well.
Yeah. Right? I went with the other guy for villain, the
Cavill?
What's his name? No, fucking
not Dougray Scott.
Solomon Lane.
Oh yeah.
Ethan. Yeah. Because he's just so
that's
weird.
That's Ilsa.
But if I'd have seen three, I probably would have gone with PSH.
Him, he's just so, you know, what's your name?
Yeah.
You know.
That's the line. He's like, no, I love spilling red wine all over my designer shirt.
It's not like, it's so different to say when Punch Drunk Love, he's like, what did you say? He's like, that's not good, you're dead.
Yeah,
you're,
yeah,
you know, it's like that level. He's like, no, I'm just gonna kill you.
Whereas now he can, yeah, talk like this.
Yeah, I'm gonna, yeah, you know, you have a wife, girlfriend. I'm gonna kill her, and then I'm gonna kill you, and that's about as high as he gets.
Yeah, yeah.
Like,
here, let me ask you this: what was your best intro? So, like, and to be honest, I would say for me it's three, because
three.
Yeah, I saw that where he's tied up, and
oh yeah,
you know, and you're like, what's happening? And then it goes dun dun dun. Like every time the music kicked in on this. Maybe bar two, because two was a bit weird.
Two was weird.
The intro where he throws glasses and they explode.
I mean, that's great,
that.
But like the intro
the
itself.
The intro part. And I was like, but with this one with three, I was like, oh, like that's
I think four.
Gripping.
I think four for me, because the intro doesn't come until he breaks out of the prison. And then he's like, light the fuse.
Yeah.
And it's like.
Oh, yeah. Although it was five when he's literally hanging from the plane, and then
yeah, and then he jumps, then he jumps out the plane like sorry, you know. Hello, great
fucking what a guy. Any more?
Best line reading.
Ooh,
one last.
I
one.
Struggle with that one. What have I
oh,
got?
Oh, we got one more after this.
Okay. Best line reading. You know what I had from my favorite movie, Rogue Nation, where he's at the end. Where he's like, I can neither confirm nor deny. What was it?
Yeah,
the details of any operation without the secretary's approval.
And he's like, welcome aboard, Mrs.
Yeah.
Secretary.
Yes!
And then he just ends.
Yes!
Like,
fuck yeah.
I think mine is probably from Rogue Nation as well. Where he's like, everything you think, Hunt has probably done it already. He's
yeah.
this like, he's the living manifestation of destiny. And it's like, then he just pulls out a gun, like, what the? And then shoots the Prime Minister and then rips off the mask. Like, and Alec Baldwin plays it so good. He's like, huh?
Yeah.
Huh?
God, these movies kick so much ass.
Last one. Good one to end on. Best fuck yeah moment.
Ooh.
I mean, best line reading, I could reel off another six, by the way. That's the job. All right, Hunt. I don't, you want to shake hands with the devil? I don't care. But I'll see that you do it in hell. Those goddamn Gideons. Huh?
I feel like
they stamped it.
Oh, yeah.
Thou shalt not covet another man's wife, Ethan. Having tasted the goods myself. It's your wife, John Voight. That's your wife. He's another one as well.
I think we may have covered a fuck yeah moment. I mean, that was a real fuck yeah moment. For like, welcome aboard, Mr. Secretary.
All right, yeah.
I genuinely out loud when I was watching that was like, ah! and I was laughing. Like, the credits rolled and I was laughing because of how happy I was. I even though that's not like... Tom Cruise gave me so many and all of his big stunts and all that. But I think that one was probably one for me because I was just, for whatever reason, I was so like, that was kind of like the moment where I realized, oh, I fucking love this franchise, you know?
Mine is in Fallout. It's a new one that I didn't pick up before where he's like, I forgot, because I know that he flew the helicopter himself.
Yeah.
I forget every time he gets in that he doesn't, like Ethan doesn't know how to fly a helicopter.
Yeah.
And he's kind of making it up as he goes. And then he's like, what have we got here? We got speed, we got power. And he's like, power. And like just goes up into the air and I was like, fucking yeah,
that's right, prick. The most un-Ethan Hunt line. I have to say, Terry, kudos on the series, kudos on your buff this season.
Yeah,
I think
you,
it
man.
Was the best yet. I feel like this series was one of our best series podcasting wise, and it was probably my favorite watching wise. Mm. So a rip roaring success.
I've been wanting to do it for ages, and then I was like, fuck it, we just go. Like, I wanted to do it before we did the 100-minute movies one.
You were just throwing me a bone.
Yeah, I was. Yeah, like, it's like keeping sweet.
Yeah. Well, you know what? I think it actually did help cover the cracks that Paul Thomas Anderson left.
Hey, guess who's in PTA's new movie?
Who? Not TC.
No, he possibly might be in QT's last movie.
I heard about that.
But I don't trust the source.
Okay.
It's by this guy, Jeff Snyder. Anyway.
That worm.
Leonardo DiCaprio is starring in the latest PTA movie.
Ooh. So, they'll ruin him.
Apparently, I didn't realize this, but PTA rewrote the script for Killers of the Flower Moon from scratch. Uncredited as well. He's not even...
What?
Yeah, he's not getting it, you know.
Rewrote it.
Yeah.
No wonder it's fucking 3 hours long.
3.5 hours
Yeesh. I mean, him and Scorsese. Jeez, I'm surprised it's not 7 hours.
Hey, man. This could be Scorsese's last movie.
There's so many... There's not Scorsese movies, but I feel like there's so many movies out there. Like, wasn't there something new on Netflix? Kerry was watching something with... I think Julia Roberts is in it. Some new thing on Netflix.
Oh, Leave the World Behind.
Yeah. And she's like
2 hours 40 or something.
Yeah, and she was saying, and I think this is about like a lot of things, like The Irishman. I feel like if they had have made that a 3 or 4, because it's gone straight to Netflix.
Don't say it.
TV is the new movies, Terry.
How can you say that after
all we've been through
with Tom Cruise?
No, but you know what I mean.
Spitting in his face, Andy.
No, but you know what I mean, like. For some reason, it's far less for long movies like that. I feel if you're passing 3 hours,
go
personally,
you go see it in the movie. You go see it in the cinema, don't you?
I feel they're far more digestible for idiots like myself.
But you can watch it in a couple of sittings if you choose to do that. That's
yeah,
fine.
Okay.
You know?
Well, we'll leave it there.
Yeah. I guess we will. Why don't you tell the people where they can find us?
You can find us on social media. Hey. By the way, I owe some of you guys a huge... It
takes a big man to apologize,
you.
Some worm told me once.
That was me.
40 minutes ago.
Now, a few people I noticed, like, made a specific effort when I'd go on and be like, oh, what's this, 7 likes? And it'd be like, one person liked a bunch of posts. A few people actually did it. So clearly after listening and thought like, oh, I'll just give him
listen
trauma
to him
bone.
Crying.
Yeah, so thank
he,
you
no,
very
no,
much.
No, 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 he's always crying.
He always crying.
Tell him where they can find us.
What's so great about Pod on Instagram and WSGAPod on Twitter.
There you go. X.
What else can
if
we do?
If you want to follow us over on the old Patreon for a low fee of €5 a month, you get access to all our back catalogue of our WSGA miniseries. We've got What's So Great About the MCU, What's So Great About 90s Action Movies, What's So Great About Ryan Gosling, and What's So Great About Big Willie's Flops, aka Will Smith's Bad Movies. Plus, we got a bunch of great one-offs things. I'm going to pitch you something now, because we haven't done a top five in a while.
Yeah.
Coming your way soon, guys. Top five Queen songs.
Ooh, interesting.
You're not a Queensman?
Do you know what? This goes right into the Patreon that we're about
to record. Oh, hello!
So, let's talk about that off mic.
Okay, but, no, we're doing it. I'm locking it in.
Well, okay. Yeah. Okay.
Do it.
See how? See what the dynamic is here, yeah. Folks?
Why don't you pitch me something?
You swear it's a two-person podcast we're on here, huh?
Yeah. I told you, I'm creative.
And once again,
director.
If I may say thank you for having me on as a guest on the Terry Toner podcast.
For the 500 week in a row.
A recurring guest yet again.
Maybe that's how we should introduce the show. No. On.
No. No, it's a terrible idea.
Don't put me in the closet.
But yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of good stuff like
great
that.
Stuff there. A lot of good stuff like what just happened there.
Yeah.
Just go off the rails. It's a fun Basically. Time. We pitch each other movie ideas, Perfect Day, Dream Festival, bunch of curated playlist stuff. It's great. Join us.
It is great stuff.
We would love to have you over there with us. But if you can't afford to do that, well...
Fuck off.
But you can do me another solid. You can give me a rating and review. Now, Andy.
Yeah?
We just covered 7 Mission Impossible movies. But I don't want a 7-star review. I just want a 5-star review.
Yes.
Give us a rating and review on Apple Podcasts or your podcast or choice, Spotify, all that good stuff. Really helps.
He's running out of steam.
Share one of our great posts that we put on Instagram. Tell a friend, tag a friend, all that good stuff. Mm-hmm. We really appreciate it. And that's about it.
Folks, thank you so much for the good feedback on the series and the excitement that some of you have shared with us at the upcoming series. I'm looking forward to diving right in. Next week, what's first up next week?
First in our Sylvester Stallone miniseries. Rambo.
tears to my eyes. My sacrifice. I just want to say hello.
Okay. When you are with me, I'm free. Oh, two songs they have. Well, three.
That's the only banger for
me. You have Higher.
Can you take me higher?
I mean, the OG is... Well, I just heard the news today.
This?
It's, what?
What song is it?
With Arms Wide Open. It was our first one.
Oh, yeah. It rings a stupid little bell.
I mean, that put them on the map. We haven't even started yet.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
You ready?
Sure. Just like that.
Just like that.
Okay. In... Oh, hold on. Let me test the level.
Check the... Did you check the cameras and all? Yeah?
Camera's good.
Yeah?
Levels are good.
Good?
Okay, great.
Good.
So what do you say? We get this one... Well, you're not too pushed for time today,
no.
But...
Yeah.
Yeah. We get this one done, like... By six?
Yeah, perfect.
And then six to half, and then...
You're okay. On the road again.
I'll be early anyway, without having to take that. Deet.
What are you saying?
Nothing.
What are you doing?
Let's
I'm sorry.
It's just Jesus Christ.
Yes, sir. I'm sorry, it's just...
What do you mean, in the light, sir?
Yeah. How old are you? Huh? Well, Chief of Staff, he's like, I was leading battalions into China before... Jesus Christ!
The one where he repeatedly does it.
That's how you get an award named after you, my friend.
Jesus, the prestigious.
Yeah, this should be the show.
Wouldn't it be great if you got Ed Harris on this?
Hey, imagine we got Tom Cruise and Ed Harris.
Those schlubs interviewing.
I mean, they're like the Mission Impossible podcast.
I mean, they have more than seven episodes.
They do. Like, I don't know if...
Do you listen to it?
I've never listened to one episode. Yeah. Yeah, but they do like a bunch of in-depth analysis and stuff. Ooh, like that. Like, yeah.
You'd love it.
Yeah.
I'd love it now.
Who has the time? I mean, me. I have a commute every day. But still. Yeah,
plenty.
Okay. All right.
In 3, 2, 1, record.
Hello and welcome to What's